Then Zophar the Namathite replied, "Should this stream of words go unanswered, and such a speaker be vindicated? Should your babbling put others to silence? Will you scoff without rebuke? You have said, 'My doctrine is sound, and I am pure in your sight.' But if only God would speak and open his lips against you and disclose to you the secrets of wisdom. For true wisdom has two sides. Know then that God exacts from you less than your iniquity deserves. Can you fathom the deep things of God, or discover the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens. What can you do? They are deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and wider than the sea. If he comes along to imprison you, or convenes a court, who can stop him? Surely he knows the deceit of men. If he sees iniquity, does he not take note? But a witless man can no more become wise than the colt of a wild donkey can be born a man. As for you, if you direct your heart and lift up your hands to him, if you put away the iniquity in your hand and allow no injustice to dwell in your tents, then indeed you will lift up your face without shame. You will stand firm and unafraid, for you will forget your misery, recalling it only as waters gone by. Your life will be brighter than noonday. Its darkness will be like the morning. You will be secure because there is hope. And you will look around and lie down in safety. You will lie down without fear. Many will court your favor, but the eyes of the wicked will fail, and escape will elude them. They will hope for their last breath.
Then Zophar